This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And I've got a story here. Apparently, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's got a new project that she's working on. I don't want to tell you about that.
The occasional cortex, as we like to call it.
Sometimes she's thinking. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes. You know what? I have a hypothesis.
You have a hypothesis? All right.
Thank you for using the correct word.
Not a theory.
Well, I don't know. It's just, Well,
unless you have a whole lot of evidence and have done valid studies, it's not a theory, and people usually misuse that word, so thank you for not calling it a theory.
So what is this hypothesis?
I've been living here for a long time, and you know, there's a reason that this state has so much crime.
The state of?
You know, traditionally, it's like very
you've said that
crime
you,
ridden.
You've been living here some time, and that the state has a lot of crime. Where are we referring to, Sarah?
Oh, New Mexico and Albuquerque, we have a lot of crime.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Well, the thing is, and the reason is that it's always been this way, and the reason is because the state has been settled by criminals. That's
the state was settled by criminals. All right, I know nothing of this history of New Mexico.
Billy the Kid.
Okay, well, there you go.
You got the Earps, and you got Bat Masterson, and you got Doc Holliday. They're all New Mexicans.
And I have not studied the history of New Mexico, but that will do it. If you keep the same, unless you have some kind of upheaval in the population, that will accomplish that.
If it's settled by criminals in the first place?
Yeah, because then
they pass
anybody they're either letting in or having kids, then
criminals have criminals.
Tend to be, yeah. Similar types
I very much believe in the genetics, the personality, and criminal intent is also hereditary. And so is mental illness. You know, and then also like a challenge.
Well, there's some pretty good evidence that a lot of mental illness has severe environmental factors that they're caused by.
Yeah,
trauma and like extended trauma. Extended abuse. We have that also.
Yeah, seriously. If you look at statistics, when they stop using lead paint, there's a very good curve from the start of using lead paint to the stop of using lead paint correlates very closely with the big boost in crime and the drop in crime in a lot of particularly.
Yeah, so right now I think it's probably dominated by environmental factors just because of the fact that we have rampant abuse, neglect, and, you know, poison, apparently. But if you take all that away, then, yeah, I'm sure that it would be almost exclusively ruled by genetics.
Are you calling in to support people in New Mexico, good law-abiding people in New Mexico's right to keep and bear arms, protect themselves from criminals in New Mexico?
I'm in favor of passing the gun control law because
the
criminals have guns.
Sarah, the criminals are always going to get guns.
Sarah, what criminals obey the law?
Right, but if you make it difficult, the harder it is to get, the less they're going to have guns. That's my take on it.
Mike was just telling us how you can go make a gun out of $10 from plumbing parts at Walmart.
Give me $10 to go to Home Depot, and I can make a firearm for you in about 30 or 40 minutes.
But, I mean, the criminals, I don't know if they're that sophisticated to put together, but...
You don't need to...
They don't need to be.
All they need to do is Google
other criminals that are that sophisticated.
Yeah. You could also go online and get blueprints for several types of guns.
Ask any gangbanger how to build a zip gun, and I guarantee you 9 out of 10 of them can do
it. Sarah, let's go off and let's do this right now. Let's list the places with the highest crime and list the places that have the most restrictive gun laws, and I'll bet you those lists correlate. Now, certainly there are places with low crime that don't have that have bad gun law, that have restricted gun laws, and there are places with low crime rates that have very free gun. But you could almost exclusively in the U.S. places that have restrictive gun laws, the places with high crime have restrictive gun laws, yeah. And it just doesn't work.
Well, you know, this is the first time here in New Mexico that we passed a gun law in the large city, Las Cruces, Santa Fe, and Albuquerque, and I think it's going to make a difference.
Okay, I really hope it will.
I think the difference you're going to see.
It's been outlawed for decades.
It'll make a difference. The problem is which direction.
It's been for decades now, Sarah. Decades that convicted felons have, it's been against the law for them to own weapons. Decades, and that hasn't worked.
Well, anyways, I just want to say that this state has been, for the criminals, because once they kill somebody and hit New Mexico, they stop looking for them. That's why the reservations were here, and the Mormons that were persecuted, they settled the, close from the...
There are Indian reservations in almost every state in the country, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, but it's just a dust bowl back then. You can't grow anything. There's no water. I know we got reservations all over, but this whole state is like almost half reservations.
It's
like
always
Arizona.
It's been a desert for the last 1,000 years, you know, since the Pueblo peoples, you know, basically used their corn and wore away
the
soil.
Is, that's the reason that explains why the criminals ran over here and hid. Once they made it, nobody stopped bothering with them, you know, because if they were in New York and Carolinas, the 13 colonies, they would get hung. You know, once they caught them, they'd just be hanging on off the tree.
So you're saying it's still lawless there, or
so
what?
You don't think it's because of the trade in human trafficking coming up from the south?
What about human trafficking and what? New Mexico, what did you say?
That's coming up from the southern border.
Well, I do not know how much that is so true, but New Mexico has always been favorable to, like, abusive towards women. They found, like, 13 women murdered on the West Mesa. They found 13, and they were all prostitutes. They got all murdered, and they still do not know who killed them.
So that doesn't mean they're favorable to murdering women. That just means that it is difficult to figure out who murdered a prostitute. And that is
difficult. Right. These are people who keep their dealings below board. And, you know, it's one of the reasons the prostitutes tend to be the target of these things is because, well, these are ladies that will be compliant for money and are not reporting their whereabouts to law enforcement or really anybody else. So it's tough.
Well, what I'm saying is the human trafficking, that crime, the prostitution and pimps here, they're just ruthless because there's no penalties. It's a lawless state. It's a very dangerous state for women, by the way.
Well, the pimps are ruthless because there's no marginal cost to not being ruthless. They're already committing a felony, so what are you going to do? Be like, oh, well, now it's a double felony. If prostitution was legal, as horrible as it is, then there would be a cost to them behaving badly in addition to that, and they'd be less likely to do it. Right now, there's no additional cost to that. They're already in trouble for prostitution, so if they get caught, it kind of doesn't matter what else they're going on, because they're still going to jail for a very long time.
If the hookers could do their job legally in brothels with guns on their hips, that'd be a lot less crime against hookers.
And that's the thing with any sort of a black market, is it's not just the competition over territory or the fact that you're dealing in a criminal enterprise, but the fact that when you have people who are being exploited and taken advantage of, they don't have a legal redress avenue. You can't go to court and say, my pimp stole my hooking money.
So they have to fight it out on the street.
So they fight it out on the street, whether it's a fight between the pimp and the hooker, or the hooker and the John, or, you know, whatever, as, you know, when you're dealing with something that should be a victimless commercial enterprise anyways.
But what are the hopes that this is a Christian-based country? The origin of it is Christianity. But what you're conjuring up of making prostitutes, that's almost impossible.
Prostitution's been legal in the United States for just about the whole history.
Not to throw stones at prostitutes.
Yeah, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Don't throw stones at prostitutes.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, just like Sarah did there, talking about New Mexico hookers. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
Got a story here from the New York Post about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But first, I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. They're your premier source for everything Bitcoin and cryptocurrency related. You can help. They can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, show you where you can spend your Bitcoin, places like saveatpurse.com. They've got free Bitcoins over at free.bitcoin.com. They got news at news.bitcoin.com. You can engage with the community in their forum, the Bitcoin forum over there. You can learn all of this stuff and more. Just go to bitcoin.com. They've got games that you can play with your Bitcoin. It's learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. So, it says here from the New York Post, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez turned an overpriced croissant into a lesson on the minimum wage. Croissants at LaGuardia are going for $7 a piece, the New York Democrat tweeted Monday morning. Yet some people think getting a whole hour of personal dedicated human labor for $15 is too expensive. She said her point wasn't that the croissant cost too much. Although, $7 is outrageous for a croissant.
Why does it cost $7?
Because it's available at the airport behind a security screen.
Because the people working at those places are getting union wages.
Yeah, in all likelihood, if you raise the price, if you raise this, by the way, people working in New York City, I'll bet that the number of people who are working for less than $15 is vanishingly small.
Yeah.
Vanishingly small. Now, I'm not saying that there's not somebody inside the city of New York that isn't getting less than $15 an hour,
well,
but
wait staff can legally be paid less than the minimum wage because they more than make up for it in tips.
Well, presumably they are doing that job because they are making significantly more in tips. That's what I saw as a waiter. I got paid well better than minimum wage.
Yep.
Because, well, you know, I smiled and took care of my customers. I don't know. Obviously, some restaurants are better than others. Not all restaurants are created equal, but you think they'd leave if they weren't getting paid enough. There's lots of places for wait staff.
Well, especially now, because there's a growing labor shortage that's not just in states like New Hampshire, but it's spreading across the country.
It's hard to find people who are willing to work.
Well, that are worth hiring.
Well, a shortage isn't really a real thing. The problem is, like, you can't get wait staff if you're willing to pay for wait staff. The restaurants clearly aren't willing, and the clients indirectly, because restaurants have a weird wage system, aren't willing to pay what it would go for. You can by definition always get something at the going rate.
What is the going rate? I'll have to contest that claim that you can't that they're not willing to pay. McDonald's, I mean, the ultimate,
they had a terrible time.
They're paying $12 and $13 an hour as a base wage.
But the supply curve exists. There is a price point at which you can hire.
Plus, they're providing 401k health care and as much as $3,500 a year in educational benefits. When you calculate that all out, McDonald's is paying between $16 and $18 an hour for burger flipping.
Well, then the market said no. So they either can realize that they're not going to have employees, or they can, you know, pay people more and raise the prices. Like, those are the options.
And it demonstrates that, you know, minimum wages are unnecessary when the market.
I tend to think minimum wages are unnecessary, as I'm sure Melanie agrees. You know, it's just that what they're trying to do is insert themselves. And in many cases, like right now, when most of the country is paying, or at least a good portion of the country is paying better than $15 an hour, it's easy to pass a minimum wage increase.
Yeah.
The problem is when you have a economic downturn like they did in 2008, then the floor of the wages can't go down, and the companies can't, so companies go out of business, or they cut employees.
In a downturn, the floor of the wages can go down, and you know, you've got people lining up for burger flipping type jobs who have.
But if you have a minimum wage, they can't go down. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Right. Once, you know, if there's a minimum wage in place, then you can't give a cut. You just have to you know, let them go. That's your choice.
Or increase the prices so you wind up with inflation.
Well, nobody wants to increase prices during the economic downturn. McDonald's cut its prices during the economic downturn, had a dollar menu, which at this point is more than a dollar, last I saw.
Way more.
And so, I mean, there were like 12 things, 10 things on that dollar menu that you could go to McDonald's and get.
And right now, McDonald's has, you know, they it just announced this week that they're no longer contributing to a industry group that lobbies against raising the minimum wage because they're already paying so much more than the minimum wage.
Yeah, why would they?
It's a waste of money.
Yeah, that tends to be the position of large corporations in a monopolistic or quasi-monopolistic position.
Yeah, because they offer, you know, the fact is that people who work at McDonald's tend to work very hard. They have quite a schedule there. Whereas if you go work at the mom and pop place, there might be a little bit of time to fiddle around on your phone between pizza orders or something. Not going to be that way at McDonald's.
Right.
I mean, Walmart co-wrote the ACA, like, and that's going to cost them money.
Right.
But they don't care because
Obamacare.
They know that their competitors can't afford it.
It's going to cost their competitors more.
They're also starting to provide health care through Walmarts.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that goes. Let me go on with the story here. GOP... taking every tweet so earnestly, making my point for me. It's not an argument against the price of the croissant. It's about the value of human worth. But I guess the idea is foreign to them since their policies treat people as disposable anyway. I heard this, her tweeting about a $7 croissant. I just imagined, you know, man yells at sky. Right?
When you mentioned her name, I thought you were going to bring up the other story that's in the news today about
what's that?
Her.
What'd she do?
Well, she claimed in her recent rant in the House that... The Republicans passed the term limits to prevent Roosevelt from getting reelected, when the fact is that the amendment didn't even go into pass Congress until 2 years after Roosevelt was dead.
Right. It was to prevent it from ever happening again, I would say, but obviously wasn't you know, what the Republicans did. By the way, I think Truman was the was in office at that point, so was still a Democrat in charge.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people get things wrong about history, but in this gal's case, she's constantly running her yacker, so they're going to go after her. In this case, you know, complaining about a $7 croissant. Look, I think that food at the airport's too expensive, too. If you don't like it, go ahead and bring something to the airport. Now, mind you, that's going to drive up the pricing of the things that are at the airport. If more people bought $7 croissants at the airport, they'd go down because somebody would be in competition for...
But if you're bringing your own food, that's not your problem.
Right, it's not your problem.
You know,
right.
Vendor space at the airport is limited.
Yes, and all behind a security screen, too.
Right,
I mean, the government quite literally prevents you from leaving. You have to buy that.
And they charge a pretty penny for that space.
Oh, yes, they do. Think about all those waters they throw away that you have to rebuy. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Sodas are too much in football games.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee will vote this week to subpoena Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report Attorney General Bill Barr has pledged to send a redacted version of the report to Congress by the middle of the month, if not sooner. As Democrats continue to fight for that full Mueller report to be released, they have an unlikely ally in George Papadopoulos.
I advocate for the full transparency of the and for the full release of the Barr report. I think it's going to reveal how corrupt the Obama administration was.
A second woman is accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of inappropriate behavior. Amy Lapos tells a newspaper in Connecticut that in 2009, Biden put his hand around her neck and pulled her close to rub noses with her. Lapos doesn't believe it was sexual, but did suggest it cross the line with her. This after Biden was accused by a Nevada woman of inappropriate touching in 2014. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the outrageous price of croissants at the airport. Apparently, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is outraged and trying to draw a comparison between the price of croissants and minimum wage laws. And I think that the minimum wage law change would be a victory for AOC, as she's known. Because that's her people's kind of thing, right? Yeah, minimum wage. But the problem is that, yeah, I mean, the cost of things needs to fluctuate. In an up market, it needs to go up, and in a down market, it needs to go down.
She's becoming very good at driving jobs out of New York. Much as when they increased the minimum wage in Seattle to $15, there was a vast drop in restaurant employment. They're seeing a similar drop in employment in New York to do with the increase in the minimum wage there. And what's really interesting is that because of her taking credit for making Amazon cancel their planned second headquarters in New York, there's
a lot of people would have liked that job.
20,000 jobs that were going to be in New York to for the Amazon.
And Amazon pays well. It's not like a $10 an hour warehouse or anything
well.
Like that.
Yeah. But
if you're a liberal, you just hate big businesses, no matter what.
Right. But that has encouraged a number of Bronx residents to actually file for to run against her in the next campaign, saying that she does not actually represent the people and interests of the people of the Bronx.
Well, that's actually a headline right here at the New York Post, is her heart's not in the Bronx. Ocasio-Cortez's constituents turn against her. Now, obviously, not all of them did, but some of them did, I guess. I mean, you know, that's the way
it goes. If she gets some good opposition in the campaign, that'll be a nice contest. It only took her 14,000 votes to win in the Bronx, which you would think would... Yeah, in an off-term election, even for an off-term election.
It's not like a Republican was going to take the Bronx.
Turnout. Right. But, you know, that was an extremely small turnout election.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Joe calling in from Albuquerque. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, first off, not all liberals hate business coming in. I think the Amazon fiasco was stupid. But,
No, I don't. But I think that that there's certainly a percentage of people that will use the term corporation as some kind of pejorative.
Right.
And I'm not saying that I like corporations. I think that people should be responsible for their actions, and corporations limit responsibility in many ways. However, what they're really saying is, I hate people making money and making better lives for their employees.
Right. Well, and to that end, I'd like to say that if you have a business, and you can't pay minimum wage, or better yet, a living wage, then your business isn't viable, in my opinion.
But why should you get to say? If somebody wants to work for me, what is minimum wage? Can you tell me? I don't know.
Well, here $7.50, I think.
$7.50. So if I want to pay, if I make an offer to somebody, it's $7.25 an hour, and they want to take that offer, whose business is it that they want to do that?
You know, you can run your business as a non-profit and pay your employees nothing as volunteers, and that's perfectly legal. And you can, by exploiting the volunteer labor for your non-profit, you can pay yourself a nice fat salary that, you know, there's no reason why someone running a non-profit has to themselves be live in poverty. I mean, there's the whole non-profit corporation.
Well, you both have a good point. But conversely, if you're I drive to a really small town, you know, that's very poor to go to work every day, and if the guy offering $7.25 is the only job in town, then it pretty much
if it is, down to $4. But that's kind of how pricing works.
So it. Then when you save up to buy a car, which should be kind of the first thing you buy, then you can leave. Like, so what you're telling me is that's a really horrible place to live, and so that everyone should move out.
You get all the extra money that you made off the $7.25 an hour job, and you pack up and go.
You're saying...
I mean, plenty of people buy a car.
How realistic is that?
Well, to be honest...
It's entirely realistic. People buy cars working at McDonald's all the time.
The people do buy cars working at McDonald's, but I haven't made minimum wage since I was 15 years old. I mean, I spent 8.5 years in prison. I got out, and I made more than minimum wage. I mean, what kind of person makes minimum wage as an adult head of household? If you're saying me, I'm an adult head of household.
Right.
So it's different than talking about somebody making minimum wage.
You're putting everybody on your level. For example, I had an employee in California, back in the 80s, who we paid him $15 an hour, which in LA is not much.
In the 80s, it sounds like a lot.
It wasn't.
Okay.
It's tough to make it. And he didn't have the capacity or capabilities to make any more than minimum wage.
Okay, so you're literally telling me that these people are worth less than what, you know, someone making more is. I mean, then that's why they're making less.
Here's something very important. If you want that guy to have a job, and he's going up against somebody else, then he's right. going to need to have some wiggle room as far as pricing goes in order to get found. If he's going up against somebody who has normal cognition, and he has less than normal cognition, exactly how is he going to make himself more attractive as an employee? Well, one of the ways is lower pricing.
Move someplace where the cost of living is lower.
But if you have a family to feed, then what do you do then?
Okay, if you're only worth minimum wage, and maybe not even because people are unwilling to hire you at even that, you don't need to go. Like, leftists have this really weird idea of what a living wage is. They always come up with this two-bedroom, four-family number. It's like, if you can't hold a minimum wage job,
you
don't need to go out and have three kids. Yeah. That's insane.
And nobody has ever lived that kind of a American dream lifestyle on a minimum wage, despite what Elizabeth Warren says.
Well, then tell him to go down to the Catholic Church and tell them to subsidize it, because they're telling him to commit insane behavior.
Well, I'd be on board with that, you know, but unfortunately, they tend to think that, you know, they're going to get. You know, they're going to burn in hell if they don't obey what they're being told.
I can't explain what the Catholic Church's beliefs are.
That's
not
the Catholic Church's problem. I mean, like,
so labor's a commodity.
Everybody else's problem.
Labor's a commodity. And you don't go and complain that maybe Walmart has, this item or that item priced at what it has it at. You don't call that, this is discriminatory against Chinese workers in such and such a province. What you're concerned with is you're concerned about labor here in the United States. And that is pretty myopic in the sense that you're just focusing on one thing. But, I mean, everything has its price. Somebody's willing to pay whatever they're willing to pay, and they're not willing to pay something more. So I'm not going to get involved. An employer, and there's not always just one in town, can bid back and forth against for an employee. That's what wages are. They're a bid for labor, and somebody accepted it. And they're always looking. You know, if iHeartMedia wants to come to me and offer me twice what I'm making here at Free Talk Live, I'm going to have to chat with Ian. You know.
Well, it's good to have options. I've always had options, but I always feel for those who don't.
I feel similarly.
Like, nothing that you're proposing is going to give people additional options. If when I was 16, somebody had raised the minimum wage to $25 an hour, that would not mean that I would be making $25 an hour.
No, you would be unemployed.
People, and I was kind of more mad at them, at the time, just because I was more mad in general. These people weren't trying to help me. They didn't propose anything to help me at the time. They wanted to take away what options I had. You're trying to take away the options I had.
Minimum wage laws do not boost you up the ladder. They cut out rungs from the economic ladder.
Thank you for the call, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we are live here on the radio for you to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And I'm going to ask you for a favor. Please. Go to twitch.freetalklive.com. We're trying to get enough viewers on Twitch that we get some kind of partner status or something like that. And we've been on there for a couple of years now. And, you know, it's not like there's a lot of libertarian talk shows on Twitch. If we can get this, we'll get more people to see us on the front page. We'll get front page status, and then people will see us, and then people who are not necessarily looking for libertarian politics, necessarily libertarian issues, would be seeing us, and you're helping to spread the word. So, please, this is a form of activism you could do from your computer. Go to twitch.freetalklive.com and open up a window browser and leave it open as long as you can, like literally 45 days. twitch.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Joe calling in from Florida. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
I heard you talking about Ocasio-Cortez stating that the Republicans had passed a law to keep Roosevelt from running for president again.
Yes.
But I was alive at that time. I know that Roosevelt was dead. And I also, one of the things you didn't mention or nobody mentioned was that when they did pass that law, Harry Truman was the president, and he was exempted from it, which was the honorable thing to do.
Yeah, I suppose that makes some sense.
And I always thought that was a very honorable thing to do. I also think that term limits need to be imposed on more politicians than they are imposed on. But
Yeah, I've been converted. Originally, I was like, sort of like, term limits. It's just moving the deck chairs around the Titanic. I'm of the opinion that, well, it's probably better than not doing it. So I'm on board with that. But it seems like the government's going to get bigger and bigger, whether they got term. There's term limits in lots of states, and their governments get bigger.
Well, yeah. Part of it is because, you know, once someone's out of office, they go into lobbying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm kind of opposed to term limits. They increase the time preference to the kind
of. You also mentioned libertarian, and I am a libertarian.
Good.
I'm registered as a libertarian because I am kind of fed up with both of the parties of the two-party system.
Yeah, it's what else are you going to do except step out of the system and attempt to vote someplace else? It's not like.
Or don't vote. I know people that don't vote because they're fed up, and I think that's stupid.
I don't. I see why they do it.
I understand why they do it, but I think that there is a chance. I mean, there's several third parties out there: the Constitution Party, the Libertarian Party, and all the Green Party. Some I like and some I don't, but. There are third parties.
Well, do they all live in the same
state? If you're fed up with the two, why just quit voting?
Oh, do they all live in the same state as you? Do they live in states where they can vote for a third party because they're on the ballot?
Well, I live in a state where I can vote for a third party.
Right, but do all these other people also live in the same state?
Well, the majority of them live in one of two different states. And yes, both of those two states, they could vote for a third party.
I say
use your vote for a protest.
I frequently tell people that if all the people who said that they didn't want to throw their vote away on a third party actually voted for a third party, they would be getting elected.
let's go back to Ross Perot.
Yeah, let's do
when
that.
When he ran, all of a sudden, when he was coming up in the polls so fast, both of the two major parties started saying many of the things he was saying.
Yeah. They adopted many of the stuff, of his platform.
A lot of the Republican Contract with America was based on stuff that Perot had been talking about.
Perot did, yes. But the Democratic Party started moving towards some of the things he was saying, too.
Yeah, I don't think that third parties are necessarily electable, at least at a federal level, but that's kind of what their purpose is, to kind of push one or the other towards
something. They push, at least on the federal level, at least they can push them towards a better thing for we the people.
I agree with you. Joe, thank you for the call. Hope you call in again sometime. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. All they're going to give you is a vote. You know? I mean, you can get involved as you want to get involved, and certainly that'll make you more effective. But basically, all most Americans get is a vote. And if you're not happy with what you're getting, I can see why you'd choose to go third party. Generally, I do. But, you know, there's times when I kind of look back in retrospect and I'm like, oh boy, I'm not so sure about that. Anyway, I got a story here that I wanted to get into here in the next hour about Walmart being in competition with Amazon. And I think that this is the competition for the next decade, is you're going to see these two big behemoths going at it. I want to talk about that a little bit more. But going back to the article we had here on Ocasio-Cortez, she has been apparently calling out her co-workers, her fellow Congress critters, her fellow liars and thieves about what they're paying their staff. She said, when Ocasio ran for Congress this week, there it is, I went to a dive spot in D.C. for some late-night food. I chatted up the staff, several bartenders, managers, and servers currently worked in Senate and House offices. This is a disgrace, she tweeted at the time. Congress, of all places, should raise MRAs so we can pay staff an actual D.C. living wage. She announced in February that no member of her staff would make less than $52,000 a year. And although Ocasio-Cortez sometimes scrambles her facts, she got the croissant price right, in fact, that the croissants do cost that. And first off, I don't think a lot of people are working in Congress for minimum wage, but it's probably expensive to live in D.C.
Oh, yes.
$52,000 a year. I don't know if that's a living wage or anything like that, but I would have called that at one point in my life, you know, what I wanted to reach, you know, like a pinnacle of earning potential for me about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, if you're living in upstate New Hampshire or downstate Florida in the panhandle or wherever, then, you know, that's a pretty good wage. But someplace,
in D.C., it's not much.
No, it doesn't go very far.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping to make when I right out of undergrad. But I was also living in a place with a much lower cost of living.
The minimum wage proponents tend to move the goalposts on you a lot, though. You know, they'll talk about how many people are making minimum wage, and then they'll speak as though those people are career-minded, head of household, you know, have kids, and those kind of things.
And not 16. Maybe right. They can make more money if you lift the hour restrictions on them. And they can work more, maybe that's...
And that's a really important point, Melanie, because when, you know, in 2008, when the economic downturn occurred, and people getting riffed from their jobs, and they're going to work at a fast food restaurant, making minimum wage, and so you've got a situation where a 30-year-old is going up against a 15-year-old for the same job at the same price. The 15-year-old can no longer ask for a lower wage in order to get trained on how to work. That's why you've got a generation of incompetent boobs at this point that don't know how to work. I started working at 12 years old.
Oh, but
and I wasn't even making minimum wage at the time.
I would say that that was a temporary thing a decade ago.
Yeah, sure.
You know, now there's massive teenage unemployment. But it's impossible for business people to find, to hire useful teenagers to work at any wage.
I think that what it did was it just basically stopped teen work, and it's probably never going to come back in our lifetimes.
Parents are just coddling their kids these days. You know, they're letting them, you know, live in the basement and play their video games and you just, you know.
Admittedly, the little computers we carry around in our pockets now are far more interesting than the lint that I carried around in mine when I was, you know, in the 1980s. But, you know, I mean, kids have to have an opportunity to work. If you want to have this group of people who's prepared for the next generation, they've got to get jobs. And, you know, they have to make it easier for employers to employ these people, not harder. It's almost impossible.
Well, they need to teach them to have a work ethic in school, you know, which doesn't happen.
You can't really teach that by, like, reading it in the book. You have to be like, okay,
it's sure
if you want
work.
This, you have to have a job.
Well, you're not going to take like that's government bureaucrats and teach somebody a work ethic. How does that work? You know, union member government
bureaucrats.
Well,
what are you going to do when you've got, you know, no father figures, you know, being there, you know, saying you're going to get a job, whatever.
I don't know. All you can do is raise your own kid, right?
Yeah.
There's really not much you can do about sort of on a societal level. Anybody who tries to do that just ends up wiping out, you know, the next generation, some kind of purge or something. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.